It actually got started when I was running my own small business, a government contractor. By any outside stretch of the imagination, we were a great success and, in fact, had doubled in size almost every year. Our lowest growth rate year was 90-some percent. And so by any outside measure, it was a wonderful success, but it was way harder than it had to be. And really, we struggled around 2 points with our business. One was just contract acquisition. How do I grow my business? How do I find revenue opportunities? And the second thing was, you know, around resource utilization. And Chris, we knew it like the number on the back of our hands was every time that we had someone on the bench that was supposed to be billable, it was costing us $10,000 a month. Mm. And somewhere out there, somebody could have used the resource. We just didn't know about them. They didn't know about us. Wouldn't it be great if there was a better way to get connected across all of those opportunities? And so rather than waiting for someone else to do it, we decided to do it ourselves, and we launched MySPX.
And so the overall arching idea is to link who to who?
Well, in effect, it's about connecting businesses in the marketplace. Now, there is one predominant thematic, which is helping large businesses connect to small, and you know, helping large companies find niche small businesses, helping them form better teams and win more work and those kind of things. But also, it's about the smalls helping one another. So helping the small businesses form better teams, helping the small businesses who at any given time are in the marketplace trying to do the things that I was struggling to do, is find work and keep your people billable kind of thing, helping them to connect to one another to do those kind of activities as well.
And so walk me through how this would actually work. How do those connections take place?
It's kind of interesting. So we have a whole matching algorithm and a bunch of analysis tools that work on the back end. But if you can imagine, think of it like eBay on steroids, if you will. Every time there's an opportunity into our network, whether that be a subcontract request, a teaming request, a resource request, an opportunity around resources that are available, it goes into our engine. We call it Match Alert. That engine takes that opportunity and finds the most likely possible outcome for that opportunity. So if I'm looking for a teammate, and I need him, to look like XYZ, our matching engine takes that and actually goes out and finds the absolute perfect match for that, brings them back to the people who are looking, and just creates win-win dynamics in the marketplace. So the people who have the need win because we bring to them really quick and robust matching capabilities around those things. And the people on the other side of the equation win because they got presented to an opportunity they otherwise never would have had access to before. And we call those things that exist across teaming and subcontracts and resources and other things, we call those things match alerts. And last week alone, just to give you a data point, we sent out almost 2,700 of those across all of our members of those exact type of opportunities.
And this is not, you also have some government agencies that are using this as well. Isn't GSA doing this?
Yeah, Chris, we never thought that would have happened. And maybe you can argue that we don't have much foresight, but we never thought that the government agencies would start to come on as fast as they have. But certainly one of the biggest pain points across the government is actually discovery of capabilities that exist in the market, market research, and those kinds of things. So more and more, they're actually coming on, GSA and those kinds of companies, to find what capable, competent businesses are out there that do this kind of thing, particularly around the small business side.
And so they're doing it to sort of almost try to get a sense as to whether anyone does the kind of work that they're looking at? Is that how they use it?
Yeah, I mean agencies in general struggle with, as you know, both A, small business utilization, making sure they hit the marks, and the government's starting to take it more and more seriously all the time, it seems. But effectively, in order to really affect the small business utilization, they have to decide, A, are there legitimate small businesses out there that can do what they need to be done? And so we call that market research, market capabilities. And if so, that might come out of the small business set-aside. And on the other side of the equation is, as they're out there trying to run their small business efforts better, as they're trying to run their contract shops better, we're becoming more and more of an outreach tool for them to allow their integrators to connect and collaborate together. So it's a win-win for the agency. They can affect small business utilization, but allowing MySBX to become a platform by which these integrators who connect, they can actually effort their mission in life better. So their own customers are actually forming the better teams or bringing the best-of-breed solutions through the use of MySBX.
But this also seems like it could be almost a whole platform for allowing this, you know, almost Facebook-esque, where people all of a sudden are sharing ideas, sharing information, teams actually coming together through this kind of platform.
Absolutely right. You know, I don't think the world needs another social networking site. I mean, I think we have plenty of those as it is. So
that's okay. I'm waging war against the term social networking. I don't think it's. I think it's collaboration tools is the phrase that I'm trying to push.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
We'll see. We'll see how well my war goes.
No, I think you're going to win, actually. Yeah, and if you believe what Forrester says, the next big tsunami is going to be business collaboration for resource planning. But, you know, we are not a social networking site. There are a lot of out there who are, and they do that very well, and God bless them. We're about a business platform that allows business to get done and allows actually real meaningful revenue and contracts and those kind of things to flow. But I think you're absolutely right. You're going to win the war, and I think more and more people are going to start to realize the difference.
Because I think there is a real there's now, in a way, so much information. So if you can build those connections with people who you trust, and if you're able to do that in an online way, I think it all of a sudden becomes a real platform for sharing those kinds of connections to really, truly collaborate.
Absolutely right. And imagine the world that we live in, Chris, which is actually doing it in a very prescriptive way, so that I'm a company that does XYZ. Well, heaven forbid, we can actually send you opportunities that match exactly what you do because we know a little bit about you. And so suddenly it's not just two flies that happen to randomly run into another in an auditorium. It's about actually these flies being brought together because there's a real directed need and pain point that they can solve.
So I got to ask you, how do you make money out of all this?
Great question. Revenue is such a distraction, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't it be great if we all could not have to worry about that stuff? But
so we have a pretty robust enterprise engine that we actually sell enterprise tools and enterprise licenses. So that's the type of things like Lockheed Martin and Mantech and others have already signed on and are using. So there's enterprise subscription fees that they pay for.
Because through their government customers, they have small business requirements that they have to meet, and so this enables them to do that in a sort of more productive way.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. And there's a whole bunch of functionality around. We have a GWAC management tool, for example. That allows companies to take a line, which is some, you know, huge, big convenience contract, allowing Mantech to run the Alliant contract in a way they never could have before, allowing them to see all the teaming partners across every single socioeconomic status, who has customer experiences for these specific task orders. And so all that's bundled into our enterprise editions that we sell and are really taking off way faster than we had thought when we launched the whole enterprise suite that we have. But yeah, those are the big butter on our bread, if you will.
But it also, and as I was clicking through the site last week, there does seem to be a real possibility of having government as customers too, because government is really really, really struggling to meet its small business requirements, and in fact wants to make sure that small businesses are an important part of the government market.
Absolutely right. So that creates the win-win. That's why we've grown faster than we ever thought we would have, because when we serve the mission of the government agency or the mission of the large contract or whatever, it is the small businesses that win. It is actually affecting meaningful market differences. And you're absolutely right. Government more and more, if they're serious about that mission, there's no better place than us to help them do that.